all of us in agriculture, especially here at NCBA, remain optimistic that we can get a farm bill done by the deadline of September 30th. There's a lot of work that has to be done. When it comes down to it, there's going to be a discussion about the SNAP work requirements and how we try to mesh the two versions of the conservation title, the Senate version and the House version. I do believe that those will be the biggest fights. But the calculation that both sides are going through right now is how do they get a bill that passes the House, passes the Senate, and gets the signature of the president. And that is the key to the calculation.
Another issue for NCBA is the modernization of the Endangered Species Act. And Woodall has an update on that legislation.
ESA modernization is still one of these efforts that we're really excited about because, again, this is really a once-in-a-career opportunity to address the Endangered Species Act, and everything seems to be aligning to allow us to do that. This is an effort that was started well over a year ago, led by the Western Governors Association, and we finally have it here in Washington, D.C. Right now, our effort is focused on finding a Democratic co-sponsor. We are still working to make that happen, but there are a lot of different groups that are a part of this coalition. Those of us in agriculture and those groups that in the past have sometimes been adversarial have come to the table as well and said that this is a good effort. So once we find that Democratic co-sponsor, I think we will see much more effort put on this to complete this effort. Now, this is not one of those that has to be done by the end of September. If this rolls into the lame duck session later in November and December, we will still have the opportunity to move it forward. But we want to get this done before this Congress is completed, so that way the new Congress can start fresh, and also we can have some certainty on where the Endangered Species Act will be going in the future.